How many years with vintage guitar for you?
I'm in my 34th year.
And in all those years, you've come across many guitar players and collectors. Who's got the best or biggest collection that you've seen over those years that you know about?
Oh, gosh. There was a guy who's, well, he's deceased now. He was a pretty affluent individual named Scott Chenery. He had a vitamin supplement thing that was pretty big, but he was a real big factor back in around the turn of the century, about 20 something years ago, but he's deceased now. Billy Gibbons reportedly has several hundred instruments. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick has some very valuable things. Like when Cheap Trick played right here right before the lockdown, they played at the Impact.
Yeah,
I got to figuring up what he brought. He took me backstage. He took my family backstage. We were all three there. And let us see his instruments that he uses on tour. And the total value of the ones back there was over $2 million. He takes that on the road.
How many does he take on a show for a tour?
He's probably got about 30 that he brings.
And just,
brings,
you know, have them tuned a certain way and bring them out and play them all throughout the show, huh?
Yeah, a lot of times he changes every single song.
Well, if he's got $2 million worth of guitars, I hope he's not slamming them on the stage when the show's over, huh?
That's just what he takes on the road, too. That's not what he's got in his store, you know, back home.
That's unbelievable, really. Yeah. I wonder, when you talk to Mike Huckabee, when you talk to a guy who's been in politics and done other things other than guitar, this is his passion, I'm sure. It's a hobby for him, and he's done it his life. What is this book about? Is it kind of combining all of that, or is it more just basically about basses and guitars? How did you put it together?
Well, it's basically about his collection. As far as politics, we spent this much time.
Zero time
talking about politics.
None of that gets incorporated into the book or anything about how maybe the connections come to get these with his connections.
We didn't really get into politics at all. And he, excuse me, he is passionate about his music. He takes it seriously. You know, he plays with a house band on his TV show.
Yes, I've
seen it. And we got the foreword written by James Burton, who was Elvis's guitar player and Ricky Nelson's guitar player, and play with John Denver and that type of stuff. James is a real icon. And if James says Huckabee's a good player, you know, that says something right there. And Huckabee can hold his own. He's not just back there thumping root five on a bass. He's playing along with his house band. And he is a very competent musician. A lot of people don't think that's the case, but he really can play very well.
Versatile. So what did he say about the book when he saw the finished product?
I'm sorry?
What did he say about the book when you gave him the finished product?
He's really delighted with how it turns out. Yep. He's hyped it on his TV show already. Came out, you know, in his opening monologue the first week he got a copy and has already talked about it. And like I said, maybe I'll be on there later on to help that follow up. And now that Christmas is over with.
You have to let us know when that happens. I know we'll be looking forward to watching. The book is available. You can buy it. And I know a lot of guitar and bass guys would like to get a look at it and see what you got there. So how do they get that?
Well, I think Huckabee's got a free shipping thing going on his website right now at MikeHuckabee.com. And then there's a place you can click on. It says books.
Yeah.
And it's at the top of the list on that because it's the most recent. It'll eventually be in retailers and online retailers and that type of stuff. But I would try MikeHuckabee.com first right now. But it's taken off for good. Pre-orders, this is where I'm, you know, knock on wood. Pre-orders on it were in the thousands. So that's encouraging.
Yeah.
And
what book have you written that's gotten the most attention? Is it the astronaut book that really has taken off more than any other as far as sales go?
Yeah, it's a bad pun about the astronaut book taking off.
It's not intentional, right? No pun intended.
Well, that one's holding its own. It's always going to sell here and there because the astronauts, the Apollo program and things was one of the best things. You know, that's ongoing. That's history, period. Yes. The Atlanta Rhythm Section history book did very well. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to lose some of their guys. You know, I went and had to speak it earlier this year. I'm sorry, earlier last year, no, almost a year ago, I had to go speak at the memorial service for their late guitar player, Barry Bailey. He crossed the way.
Yeah.
And had fought multiple sclerosis for like 17 years or something. Anyway, I think the astronaut book is still generating the most, a lot of interest like that. And I like to diversify too, you know, as a writer. The guitar stuff's bread and butter, but I don't want to trivialize it either because I know what I'm doing when I get into that. But if I get into something that's a little bit different, and of course the astronauts, think about it, back then they were about as rock star as it got in the 60s as far as what kids looking at them and stuff. So that's one that's still holding its own as well.
Well, good work again. We appreciate you coming down, and good luck with the next one. When it hits the shelves as well, we'll have you back again, and we'll look for you on TV at Huckabee Show.
This is the first show I've done since we lost Bill Goss, and I think he would probably say amen to this, but I appreciate your station's support of local writers.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Yeah, right. We're glad to do it. We appreciate you coming down.
Right,
and we miss Bill, but we still have his program. We still do the History of Tattlesy every Wednesday. Got 500 shows in the can, so we'll keep doing that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate you, Willie.
Thanks, bud.
Willie Mosley here. Willie G. Mosley with the book, again, Basses and Guitars, the Huckabee Collection. Look for it. Go to MikeHuckabee.com and click the link books to get your copy free of charge on shipping. More coming up on the Wake Up Call as we continue.